This podcast is supported by Sunset Lake Cannabis, a farmer-owned, climate-neutral certified cannabis company in South Hero, Vermont. To learn more about them, visit sunsetlakecannabis.com, follow them on Instagram at Sunset Lake Cannabis, or stop by their South Hero flagship store, Lake Effect, Vermont.
If people are into mountain biking, they probably know about Kingdom Trails. But
I've heard of the Kingdom Trails, but I ain't really...
And we got Lake Willoughby right up the road, too.
Yeah. Hey, so Lake Willoughby, it was funny. I had a chef a long time ago who she was like, all right, you're going to come to this huge lake, and then you're going to make a left. There's a barn that's to the right, or it was burnt down or something, but now there's something else there. And I was like, all right, that's some real Vermont directions.
This podcast is brought to you by the letter C, which stands for cannabis, but not Chris. That starts with a K. That's right. You are listening to nothing other than...
Cannasations with Chris.
Welcome to another episode of Cannasations with Chris. I am your host, of course, Chris. And what we like to do is highlight the cannabis industry here in Vermont. I'm going to be going national soon, but we ain't going to talk about that right now. But anyway, so we got some big things coming up here in 2024. And I've had this gentleman on. I got to say, I think you are, I've had people come on my podcast again, but they've been with somebody else or.
First time recurring solo guest.
Yeah, right. But you are definitely my first time.
All right, excellent. Well.
You've heard this gentleman before. Usually I introduce people. I'm like, I met him a lot this time. But you've heard him before. Eli Harrington of Vermont Chihuahua.
But as you know, here representing the Vermont Cannabis Convention.
Exactly.
Wearing and the other hat on my bald ass head.
Hey, I used to watch your that's how I remember learning about you was through Facebook, and you had the chickens and you had the field. You always had a hat on.
Yeah, we do. Well, hey, I have been bald full time since I was like 27, man. So yeah, it's funny too. You know, there's a lot of bald white dudes with beards in the cannabis scene. So mm-hmm. There's
loaded
also a lot of them with straw hats too. You know, so I like to mix it up. But yeah, metaphorically speaking, I don't know. I've been fortunate to do a lot of different cool stuff in the cannabis community here in Vermont, especially in the event space. And that was kind of always sort of the bread and butter. And what I was really, really good at and enjoyed the most was kind of getting people together and getting organized, showcasing what was going on in Vermont cannabis and kind of building that platform. You know, like that's what I like. That's what I like about events. And that's what I like about, you know, especially in Vermont, because I know this community, right? So it's like people know I'm on their side. I want to see everybody win. I want to see everybody grow. And now we've got a long ass track record. Like, man, talk about somebody like Magic Man, you know, who these folks were there, you know, day one, Kingdom Kind, the first people to ever sign up for HempFest, right? Crazy. They were NEK Hemp and Hammer. I have this thing they blacksmith that Cam literally made for me. And now they've got a dispensary. I hope they'll be at the convention, right? So all these companies, all these people that I've seen grow, which, you know, a lot of it has been a learning curve, and a lot of us have gone through that together. You know, certainly me as a cultivator being licensed in my other sort of, in my other world, and, you know, the realities of the industry there. But that's why these events are so cool. That's why the NECAN events have always been so interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like you get all of the business, all the industry together in one place. People get presentations. There's stuff you don't know about. And that's always been part of the mission that I've taken seriously that I think has been cool. Is trying to curate that and get exhibitors, get speakers, people who are coming in from other states who are like a few years ahead, right? Like we know with the cannabis industry, things evolve predictably.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The regulations on day one are not going to be the regulations on year number three, right? We hope not.
Yeah.
Right?
It should.
They
it
better
should
not
grow.
Be, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So things evolve and we can see like even products. You know that like in year number one, flower is going to be this big percentage of the market. Right. But like year number two, you got a lot more manufacturers and now edibles are catching up. Right. So, you know, what's happening in other states and it's cool with the cannabis convention, with the NECAN conventions, going to these, working with NECAN, putting these on, being able to talk to these people who are doing these cool other things in other states and be like, hey, here's an idea for something that we can do in Vermont. Maybe our regulations don't allow it now, but here's something that we want to get to. Like, we know we don't have shelf stable only products right now. We're missing a big part of it. But when it does switch over, hey, here's a new kind of company that's in Massachusetts that's making infused ice cream, you know, and like, what's that tech? You know, how do we be prepared so that we can be the ones to do that in Vermont? So that's what I love about getting the cannabis community and the industry together, is it's like, you can kind of look ahead into the future, be like, all right, these are what, you know, infused pre-rolls we were talking about before, and you know, and smoking before, right? So it's like, that's a product that was not out on the market in Vermont six months ago.
You're right.
And now I see them out there, right?
They're starting to sprinkle out a little bit more here and there.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, we're going to see more of that happen.
That's dope.
And that's why these conventions are so cool.
All right. So tell me about NECANN, because I've seen NECANN I've seen them in Mass. I've seen them, Vermont, and it was another place that they were. So can you talk about NECANN in Vermont?
Yeah, so my history with NECANN is recognizing them as the first people to really put on conventions in New England before the cannabis industry existed, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in Massachusetts and Maine, they were kind of building this and pioneers in this space. They moved to Rhode Island, and I said, hey, could we possibly do something like this in Vermont? You know, would you guys be willing to work with us? We have this great outreach and this great community of businesses. At the time, they were all CBD, right? 2017, I think the first Vermont cannabis convention that NECANN did here in Burlington that we did with them in collaboration, there was like 65 companies and I think 60 of them were CBD companies, you know, right?
Okay.
So what NECANN does is they put on these amazing conventions and trade shows. They do Boston is their biggest one in March every year. Amazing. Highly recommend people go there. And now they've started to work with other states as those markets have opened up. So now there's one in Pennsylvania. There's one in Illinois. There's one in Maryland. There's one in Connecticut, right? There's one in New Jersey. And in Vermont, I've been fortunate through previous businesses and then as like a subcontractor to work with them throughout. This is year number 6 that we've done this in Vermont.
Yeah.
So basically our arrangement has always been that, you know, NECANN has this great brand. They've got this great set of businesses. They've got this awesome format. You know, the booths are professional. We spend money on the advertising, on the marketing, right? Get these speakers. And then it's my job as the local guy to find the venue, you know, help out with the advertising, help out do the sales to a certain degree, more or less. Put together the speaker program, right? Go through the application. So that's kind of, I think, why their conventions are so good, is that they're not coming in with kind of, they're coming with like, hey, here's a template for what works. Here's a great reputation. And now it's up to you, like, give it the local flavor, right? So then I get to, as the person who's in Vermont full-time doing cannabis for 7+ years now, right? I get to be like, okay, who are the speakers who are out there? What are the applications? What's relevant for Vermont in 2024 and beyond? So being able to curate that, reaching out to the businesses, the people that I know, I've started a transition process with NECANN, where now this Vermont Cannabis Convention will
be... That was going to be my next question is now the Vermont Cannabis Convention. And I feel like just it having that name is going to bring... I guess you can say like more of a localness to it, and which is one thing that Vermont thrives off of is the locality. Like, you know.
Well, and being a spotlight, you know, as far as Vermont's cannabis community is different from Massachusetts and New Jersey. And like, there are people who are in the industry in Connecticut and Massachusetts. They want to get in Vermont as well, right? They want to be part of that whole interstate, pipeline, right? So. And for just those of us in Vermont, like there's a huge value as far as being able to get, I mean, like, you know, you drive around all over the place, you know, people from one end of the state to the other, like it's not a huge place, but we don't all get together regularly and certainly not in a focused way where we're talking business. You know, we're talking about like, hey, here's a speaker who's going to talk about retail operations and how to like optimize sales, right? So it's the first time that you really get a bunch of peers together in the same place. And like, I can go look at a Rutland dispensary and talk to them right next to a Brattleboro dispensary, without having to actually drive, right? So, and for me in the industry, like, hey, which gummy manufacturer do I want to go with? Yeah. Is there some machinery out there that's going to roll these pre-rolls twice as fast and save me like $500 a week in labor?
Yeah.
Like, so if you're in the cannabis industry, you know, like this is the time in Vermont where you get together.
Yeah.
And this is where we get to share what's going on, where we get to see what's happening in other states and kind of look ahead. And really where we get to make those connections and sort of network. So this year, it's cool. There's a Friday-Saturday format.
Yeah.
Usually we're doing like a Saturday-Sunday.
Saturday, yeah.
And that's always great, but it's like Sunday is always a little bit slower. You know, it's like a fire sale on your products, which is great as a consumer, right? You go and hit it the last hour. Yeah. Nobody wants to bring soil back. You know, nobody's trying to cart their soil out of there, right?
Nah, you're right.
You pick it off the last hour. Yeah. But this Friday-Saturday format, I think, is going to be great because it's going to give us a chance to, you know, have a lot maybe more business-to-business conversations on Friday, you know. And then on Saturday, we know there's going to be a lot more consumers. We know it's going to be a much bigger traffic flow, right? Because that's all the weekend warriors, all the consumers. You know, they want to come see what's up too. Right? Like they've heard about these brands, they've seen them on Instagram, but how do you know who's who? You know, it's like, unless you listen to Cannasations with Chris and get to listen to people and get a sense of their flavor or, you know, kind of what their story is, like you want to go and actually meet these people and figure out. And if you're in a competitive place like Burlington, you know, we got like 14, 15 dispensaries in Burlington now or something
time,
crazy.
I think it was like 19. I believe, and there's a few more still on.
So if you're a Burlington dispensary, like you got to have a booth at the expo in Essex
to let them
right
know.
Next door. Yeah. So that way when those consumers walk by, you know, when they're going down Church Street later in the summer, they're like, oh yeah, that's right. I saw those guys. I met them. Their booth was cool. They had this product or they had this sale or they signed me up or whatever it was, you know, like whatever. So, you know, that's when it's hard to advertise in cannabis, you know, and it's hard to reach consumers. It's hard to find out what your peers are doing. You get to do this all in one place.
I feel like that's the main thing that's really is getting everybody in one place. Like you said, Vermont is so small, but everybody's still so spread out. So like if you can put together a 2-day event where like, okay, this is where I can meet this person and I can meet this person. Because I feel like when I first started going to NECAN, I felt like I was meeting a bunch of like celebrities. Like it was like, cool, like you're a business owner, like you really growers, like there was the light guys were there, they had a whole bunch of lights, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like you're really making money off of accessories to cannabis, you know. So now it's turning into a market where you're doing more the business side, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing that people don't really realize a lot of the time is that is such a big part of the cannabis industry. And, you know, Vermont is a relatively small market as far as the number of pounds that we're going to produce, right? We've got like, I don't think they're doing tier 3 and above anymore or whatever they're doing for the license caps. But we have a lot of cultivators. We got a lot of manufacturers. We got a lot of retailers. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of companies that work with those people. That's a competitive environment. So it's like, whatever, if you're a retailer, if you're a manufacturer, like, you might be able to save 25-30% on your insurance, on your CPA, you know, tax accounting services. Like you might be able to get more bang for your buck with your marketing, you know, or whatever it's going to be. So for you, you got to go there and shop around because usually that's not how it works in the cannabis industry, right? You just hear it's like, oh, somebody's working with so-and-so, you know, and that's their insurance guy. Or like I met this person and like that's my tax guy. You know, or, and I shouldn't just say guy, you know, all the time.
No,
that's my tax folks, right?
That's my tax guy.
But the,
I had a few guys that was girls.
So it's like, you got to go, that is the whole business to business side of it, right?
Yeah,
Those services, like my packaging, like if you told a business owner, like these pre-rolls that for me wear my other hat, right? Like, man, if I could save 20 cents per unit on my pre-rolls, like that adds up, you know, over the course of like 10,000 pre-rolls, like we're talking money.
Yeah.
So for me, it's worth it to have a booth there, display what I'm doing, you know, show off my products, have my people there, volunteers, friends, family, staff, depending on how big your company is, right? And some people go and they've got a nice little setup. They're showing a few jars. And this is, again, this is a 21 plus event, right? So people can advertise, they can show products.
Yeah.
You'll have plants in there. Shout out to the Champlain Valley Expo. Phenomenal partners working with us. Anybody who's been there in the past can attest. It's a very cool scene.
When I first walked in, I tell this story a lot. Like, I felt like at any given time, SWAT was going to come in and be like, I got all you motherfuckers there. You know, but as I walked around and started interacting with people, it wasn't that type of scene. It was like very business oriented. Oh, this is what we do. Oh, this is what we have. I mean, I seen security. It was funny. A camera guy was giving out a grinder. there was the lights that you, when you go in the lights, it was like, hey, we suggest you put on these glasses, which happened to have our logo on them and things like that. It was a lot of product placement that wasn't necessarily cannabis. You know, it was a lot of items that were there that was, hey, remember us. And it was a lot of rememberable people there.
Well, and there's a ton of, you know, you got to think too, man, there's a ton of home growers in Vermont.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, how much fun is that?
Oh,
if you're somebody who's a gardener, right, you can go and look and like, hey, Vermont Compost has got a booth. You think they're going to have a sale in June? Absolutely. Right?
That's right.
Like, again, I was joking about it before, but, you know, the nutrients, the soil, all the heavy shit they don't want to carry home, like, they're there to sell that. You know, it's like...
Did you see the guy? I mean, you probably
genetics,
know
the... You know, I mean, like, the clones, the seeds.
All
like,
that. That's what I got from there last year. I got clones from there. But the guy with the... It was like some white... It looked like hard. You know what I'm saying? It was like all this white stuff. And he was like, look, you can grow your cannabis in strictly this. Like, it's like no dirt. You can put, like, whatever in it. And I was like, it's so many mind-baffling things. There was a scientist there who was showing, like, green beans and tomato growth from regular stuff to her product. And how it's not – she's like, I didn't grow this. Somebody else grew this, and they sent me the pictures.
Right.
And she was – I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, it's not just, like, weed, joints.
Right.
It's real, like, machinery. I had to...
Well, and that's the thing. Anybody who is... And it's been funny, and it's been so much fun, man, after, like, you know, 5+ years of doing it. How much has changed since 2018, right? Like, legalization, now there's tax and regulate, you know, home growing, like... and seeing the evolution of it, everybody still comes out, and they're, like, mystified, you know? Because whether you're just, like... a low-key smoker and you want to come around and look at the jars and meet the growers and look at the dispensaries and be like, who's got this? Who's doing this? What new products are out there? You know, who's got the haziest haze? You know, like, I want to walk around the convention and smell some jars, man. Like, how much fun is just that?
Yeah.
Right? And where else are you going to get that? You know, there's some dispensaries who have great selections, but everybody's not going to have the same thing all the time necessarily.
Absolutely.
And you can also see the grower there in person, see what they've got that maybe is some new stuff, you know, see what they have coming down the pipeline.
Yeah.
You know, so they, the other part of it that you mentioned before, you know, was like that it is kind of still a homey vibe.
It is.
You know, it's like, it's a convention, you know, and I see
it's like a local convention that everybody comes to.
Yeah, and it's got like, you know, I'm going to use the F word here. So like censorship warning ahead.
Hold up.
It's got, get the beep ready. Get the button
ready. I think I got it. There it goes.
There it is. Okay. So it's like a farm market. I know you're not supposed to say that. Shout out to Hey Bud.
Yeah.
taking some arrows for everybody there. But that is what it's like. It's like farmer's market vibes, you know, because it is. It's like the people who own these businesses are wearing t-shirts. You know, they're not wearing suits.
Absolutely.
And you can still go, like you said, you're somebody who's a home grower. You can go and, you know, you could even bring, you know, your questions to the light manufacturer whose lights you own, you know, or to the retailer and be like, hey, can you get me a better deal than this?
Yeah.
I guarantee you that they can because you're going to be there at the show.
Right.
You know, so... that's where I think there's something for everybody. But, you know, for me, it's really about a lot of my responsibility is getting the businesses on board, reaching out to people. You know, we got 500 cannabis establishments in this state. And, you know, it's kind of a watermark of who's out there. And, you know, it's not a metric of success whether you're participating or not. You know, I'd like everybody to participate, you know, and I think that right now, this year, the booths start at $750. You know, we were looking at at some print advertising over there, you know, where it's like, that's a half page ad 1 week.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So for me, I know as a small business owner myself that like, that's not nothing, you know, and I like that we have an invoice option on there. You don't have to hit it all at once. You know, you can sign up right now, give yourself, you know, a couple weeks to catch up and actually pay that off, especially right after tax season right now. Right. But hey, it's 420, right? If you didn't just sell some weed last week, I got nothing for you, man. Like I hope everybody did well.
Last 420 was successful, but this 420, I did an episode down in White River Junction.
Absolutely.
And it was crazy to see the turnout of people that was there.
Bonanza, what an awesome time to be a weed buyer.
Oh my God. It was just a constant turnover.
All these dispensaries, I'll shout out one, Green State. I saw a ton of these dispensaries. They're like giving away donuts. They're giving away sandwiches. Yeah, DJs in there. Yeah. They're doing one penny pre-rolls down in Rutland. Like, yeah. You know, it's crazy.
It's lovely to see how far cannabis has come. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I ever knew that this time would ever happen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally.
Like, where I could be sitting here, be like, yo, you're a grower? Let's talk. Let's talk about what
you grow. Well, that's why, and all these other business owners too, right? I mean, like that's the part that I really enjoy about the cannabis convention is because like there's an old adage, you know, especially hash makers know, it's like fire in, fire out.
That's it.
Right? So like what I love about the convention is that's your platform. You can come there and set up the most unique booth you want. Here's your palette. You got a 10 by 10 space. It's skirted. It's green and white background. You got a table and some chairs. You can make that what you want. Build a 20-foot tall treehouse if you want. You know, put up a balloon. Like,
that's it.
Give stuff away. Have merch. But the booth space is kind of something that, again, whether you're a big company, whether you're a small company, you get a chance to make an impression. Yes. And you can go on the website right now and look and actually see the map and find where you want to be. So if you work with maybe like a manufacturer and you can see that you're in the same row as them, you can be next to them and be like, hey, you like this flower? Check it out in the cart form down the road, you know, or stand in there.
It's a plug road down there. Yeah,
exactly. So, and I know you're going to be there with a booth.
Hey, you beat me to it. I was going to slide that in there. Yeah, I'm going to be down there as well. I'm going to be set up with my equipment doing a show, a special for the Vermont Cannabis Convention. And I'm going to be interviewing a lot of these people because this is a chance where people come in and talk about what they got. I missed my opportunity last time with Grove Bags, and we've been corresponding through email, but I'm manifesting it now. So when they get here for this one, they're gonna be like, we've heard it, we're here. You know what I'm saying? But this is an opportunity for, you know, cannabisations and a lot of growers and manufacturers, just anybody involved in the cannabis industry to come on and talk about.
Well, that's where I'm trying to get like the, you know, again, like we got a lot of small businesses, you know, and it's like, you know, these people, I know these people. And especially now it's like, it's getting tighter. People are on a shoestring budget, but you think about it, you got 2 days, you know, 10 hours, the public and the industry, everybody's there.
They're ready.
So if you want to go, you know, that's where I think it's an awesome opportunity. If you're a small company, if you're the underdog, right, you can go there, bring your bud, make an impression. If people come by, if you got something truly unique, you know, that other people don't have or something to showcase, like you're going to make an impression on more consumers in 1 day at that show than you're going to make through any kind of, you know, advertising, through print, through Instagram. You know, it's so hard to advertise smell the weed on Instagram. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And like, that's another thing. Like I said, the locality of Vermont, like you meet your grower. Now I was going to New England Culinary, that was the whole thing, is know where your food is coming from.
That's right.
All we're doing is replacing food with cannabis.
That's right.
Like, we want you to know your grower. We want you to know where you're getting your flower and their practices.
And the manufacturer, right? So
absolutely.
It's like, I got, you see my pre-rolls, I'm proud. I love working with my people at Heady Labels and Extract VT.
Absolutely.
Those might be two double bleeps. I don't know where you're at.
You know, let me tell you about the Vermont Heady Label. They printed my cannabis, my cannabisations pre-roll. So I peeped the feel of it. They got their own texture to them.
Well, and they do great work. A huge shout out, Scott. Talk about like people behind the scenes. Like,
yes.
The people who work in the manufacturing places, the people who are actually handling your bud.
Yes.
Who are the ones who pack it, make it look good. If you're not manufacturing it yourself, it's those people who are really adding a ton of value. So I really appreciate Extract VT and VT Heady Labels and all of their people there, you know. But at the same time, you might not have that plug. You might not have that relationship.
Yeah.
You, now, they're going to be there. Absolutely. Please believe. They got a nice 4x4 spot there. So you're going to get to see all those brands in one spot.
Absolutely.
And talk to them about manufacturing. But let's say you're somebody who's out there who's shopping around, you know, or you're a manufacturer, right, who's looking to pick up new grower clients, right? It's competitive out there for services. People are offering the similar price for a 1 gram pre-roll. So what's going to be the difference, you know, for you as that manufacturer? You know, you're going to spend your time sending emails out to the all grower list. Like, I know that game. I do that too,
yeah.
You know, for selling these booths, but it's going to be a lot more efficient. You spend the money, you sit there. Now you're in Burlington for 2 days in June, hanging out with the weed industry. Hey, like,
that's
it's not a bad
thing.
Too, right? It's like
jinx.
I know we're talking like business and like want people to be successful and entrepreneur and like blah blah
you
blah.
Can, it's a space like, where you can.
It's also a weed convention, man. It's a good scene. It's
quite the spectacle.
I've definitely never seen, you know, dudes hitting the Puffco behind the curtain there.
I've definitely never seen that either. Neither
people
been
are definitely not
it.
Smoking joints out in the parking
I've
lot.
I've never like, seen. Any of
we
that.
Definitely do have food trucks there.
There is a lot of good food there.
There's parking, there's camping. I mean, a
lot
that's
of
a
parking.
Thing. People are always tight about camp, you know, about lodging in Burlington with good reason.
Yeah.
I don't love the June date because I'd love to be able earlier in the season to sell people genetics a little earlier.
Yeah.
Now, this show, we're definitely going to have clones in June 14th and 15th. Not too late to plant by any means.
Absolutely.
It's a great time to get a deal though because all those adolescent plants are dying to get out of their pots and into the ground. So.
Yeah.
People ask about buying clones. I'm like, hold tight, come to the convention. You're going to get a killer deal and you're going to be able to see it all in person.
Yeah.
Smell the bud, see where it comes from, right? So in the future, we've talked about early May and we want to be in that range so that way we can be doing more of the seed sales, you know, and kind of just it's a little earlier in the gardening season.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So, but mid-June, it's going to be a good time. So if people want to camp out, that's going to be a much more viable option.
You can camp out on the property.
At the fairgrounds. Absolutely.
Okay, look at that.
So it's like, you know.
Like everything that you need is right there. Connections.
It's right there. And plus camping out there, you're right in Essex there.
Yeah.
You could take a bus and go down to Magic Man and the experience and go play golf. I'm just talking about stuff you can do when you're too stoned to drive. You can walk to Wendy's. You can walk to KFC.
Right across the street. You
take the bus
options.
And go play golf. You can go. There's all kinds of fun you can get into
in
Essex.
It's a lot. I used to live in Essex.
Yeah.
And I feel like even though it was so much in Essex, it's so like kind of calm, cool, and collective. But yeah, when the fair gets going and all that stuff, it gets jumping out there. So.
Well, and we've got big plans for the future, you know, not just, you know, with that early May date and expanding the genetics part, but being there at the Champlain Valley Expo, you know, they've been awesome partners. We want the rules to keep changing and evolving. We were talking about that before with the laws. You know, we want there to be consumption permits so that we can have designated areas.
Yep.
You know, we're going to be at the fairground. Like we said, we got the buses right there. We got transportation.
We got safety.
We got lodging right there. Exactly.
Right
we got
there.
Security on site. Like, it's a place where, you know, like 100,000 people come through the fair. Like, I'm sure way more than that, actually. But
I
like,
believe so.
You see what the scene is at the fair. Like, we got the facilities.
There.
We can blow this thing up. And keep everything safe and within the rules and nice and tight, and still have a business-to-business convention.
That's it.
You a Canna Stations exclusive here.
You see that shit?
Love that Canna Stations exclusive.
All right, that's my next move.
So there will be a cup component on next year's cannabis convention.
Okay, 2025.
2025, there will be a cup that will be integrated. We'll have the awards ceremony taking place as part of the convention. It's going to be different categories. There's going to be judges' kits that people will purchase in the public from retailers. There's going to be...
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have different categories for, you know, innovative product, favorite brand, favorite retailer. We're going to have a whole public voting thing.
What?
We're going to be talking about this at the 2024 convention in June, right? I got myself scheduled in for one of the speaker spots there. We're going to have a booth. We're going to be talking about it in June, so people want details. Here's another reason to go to the convention.
Hey.
I'll milk both teats at once here, I guess. Use a farming analogy. But
okay, but that's awesome.
But
that's,
yeah, man, it's
that's the thing to hear.
The cannabis competition, you know, space. It's something that I was involved with in the past.
I feel like that it's something that is definitely needed because I've handed verbal titles out, you know. I've said, hey, I think you got it. And hey, I ain't gonna say you got it, but I think you got it, you know. And this will be a good way. And it's not nothing like who's the best. It's more so of like just bragging rights.
Well, people will learn. There are different ways to do it, right? So like I've had past experience and I'm gonna be able to build on that, you
Absolutely.
Know. There were some really cool aspects. It was also before tax and regulate.
Yeah.
Right. So the whole world, the whole landscape has changed as far as doing cups, doing competitions, doing expos, doing spotlights, however you want to call it. Right. Yeah. And we've got some fun marketing behind it, too, where, you know, we're going to spice it up. But there's a lot of different ways to do it. And you want it to ultimately be fair for people. You want it to be transparent. You want it to be something where you can add value. You want something where somebody who's a little person, you know, can come in there and compete with kind of the big boys where money and marketing doesn't matter.
And it is shit matters.
People are just blind judging some crazy ass herb, you know, and someone's going to come out on top. And again, the devil is in the details. I've been involved in different cups since 2015
yeah.
in different capacities. Now, nothing in the last 4 years since I left my previous position. And I'm not going to talk about that experience for a variety of reasons, except that it was really overall positive, you know, for me and my involvement and everybody else who was involved and my partners, my business partner. Like, it was a great experience when I was involved and we were doing a really hard thing at a time when it was really unresolved, when there was no tax and regulate.
Absolutely.
And there was no legal sales. And so
yeah.
everybody who was involved in that took a huge risk and should get a lot of props. And it was a lot of fun.
I feel like a lot of growth
there's
came
a chance
from,
to, yes. And now
you know,
there's a
lot of learning. Every
well, a
ale,
lot of people got put on too.
That's what I was about to say.
You know, like,
every ale isn't a loss, it's a lesson, maybe of what not to do next time or how you can tweak this and put it here. So that's a good thing.
So cup, yeah. the last thing about the cup is there's a lot of different ways to do it. We're going to try to add, we're going to be transparent throughout with how we're doing it. We're doing it in a slightly different way. You know, it's going to be more of a public gets the chance to participate.
Yeah.
You always hear about a cup and always the shitty part is you're like, how do I judge?
How
that?
Do I judge?
How do like, I judge how, that? Yeah, right? Like, always. Obviously.
I've always tried to figure out how can I got a podcast, so I should be a judge.
Right. Like, so now, yeah. you know, like there's a way to select judges and you can have a council and you can weigh their input too
yeah.
and have that be a category.
Is there going to be like,
there's also a way to get the public involved.
Yeah.
Now that we got dispensaries, now that we got tax and regulate, now that we got manufacturing partners, now we got people like VT Heady Labels who can get involved,
yes.
and the homie Dusty who's adding a whole creative
Big
spices
homie.
To this whole stew.
yeah.
Somebody who I really appreciate.
Is it going to just be a box, or is it going to be a type of box, or is it too much? Can we not?
This
tell
is
them
where
that?
You're going to have to go to the convention. You're going to have
okay.
to come. You're going to have to show
okay.
up to find out.
Hey, you got to come up to pull it because I'm going to be there. So
we've
I
been
have
tortured.
To take a break.
Honestly, man, I tell you this. I'm not the only one who's been thinking about this for a long time,
yeah.
and a lot of people in Vermont. And you know, it used to be about just doing things first,
mm-hmm.
but for me with this, it's about doing this right.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Because when you're working with growers, and again, these are people in my community. I'm a grower myself. I work with the retailers. I work with the wholesalers, with the manufacturers, right? Like, I want to see everybody win, and I definitely don't want to see anybody get screwed.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm doing this thing, it's got to be done in a way that's got to add value, where it's got to be fair. Yeah. It's got to be accessible. So it's not just like it costs so much to enter that only big people can afford to do it. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it's got to be out there where a place where you can truly have it be judged blindly.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of creative discussions and a lot of things, and you can do different categories. Like there are a lot of different ways to do this.
Don't tell them. It's just things that they got into play. Cause you like, you got to come to the convention to find
so
out.
So just trust. There's been a lot of thought that's gone into this and a lot of experience. And I appreciate, you know, like I said, everybody who's supported past efforts, you know, has really been a pioneer, especially back before Tax and Regulate.
Yeah.
Now there's a much more clear path to getting everybody, including the public, involved.
That's dope.
So you're a regular listener out there, you shop at whatever your local dispensary is, like now you will get a chance to be a judge.
That's right.
You happen to be part of that process. So
I like that, man.
I'll leave it with that. These are the kind of things that you find out at the convention and the kind of things that, you know, like for me, we're trying to really build this weekend up. We got this great venue. We've got all these businesses that are involved. We got all this community spirit.
Yeah.
In the future, we want to be adding not only just the competition, but we got a chance to add music, right? We got a chance to add, like, you could add disc golf to this thing, man. You could add, like,
I'm starting to find out that the possibilities are endless, especially in this field with it being an emerging community.
And we know the laws are going to evolve too.
They're
going to
evolve, exactly. And that's the move. Well, look, Eli, man, he didn't drop it all on us. So June 14th and 15th at the Champlain Valley Expo, we are going to have the Vermont Cannabis Convention. It's going to be tons of manufacturers, growers. I mean, it's going to be people that I didn't even know was there. Like, there's the camera people.
You're gonna find multiple companies that you did not even know existed.
There's not even, what are you doing here for cannabis? And then when they tell you, you're going to be like, that makes sense.
Right, you're going to be like, you can grow weed in coconut husks? What are you talking about? That's a thing?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, so that's a thing. You're gonna get put on one way or another.
It's going to be an amazing event. So once again, June 14, 15, Champlain Valley Expo.
Also, two-day tickets are like $25 too. I don't want people to get it. I don't want people to think this is like an expensive thing. It's a trade show. It's a convention, but
exactly.
But and also, we always do. I always have a volunteer thing out there. So if you really can't swing it, there's a chance to volunteer.
Pull up and volunteer
and get involved too. But
I didn't know that was a thing.
This is for the people. This is for everybody. This is not a corporate thing. This is an awesome collaboration between a New England company that's grown and scaled up with these conventions and me being the local person who's been able to see and grow with all these businesses. So now we get to bring it all together. Again, if you're wondering if this is for you, this is for you.
This is for you. Hey, man. And also, I meant to say this at the beginning and I forgot. Hey, this is another mobile podcast. I told you I'm going to start pulling up on people. I was like, I got to. I'm mobile now. I've been provided this wonderful equipment. Before, it was Devil's Den. He helped me start it out down in Bradford. But now I'm evolving, and I have this other wonderful podcast equipment that you can see on my Instagram, but you know, like I said, I'm starting to pull up on people, and man, it's, you know, I came to Eli's crib, and he was like, "Come on up, let's do a show," and I was like,
"We're not that far from the border, man. International Chris is not that far away."
Hey, yo, I could scream across the border from here.
Absolutely,
man. But look, once again, Eli, thank you for coming on and talking about what you got going on. Vermont Cannabis Convention is going to be amazing. Can't wait to be there. I'm going to be on site doing live interviews. It's going to be a blast. Everybody from Seed to Sale is going to be there, and even people you didn't even know. So, man, once again, thank you for pulling up, or thank you for allowing me to pull up. I got to start saying that. And thank y'all for listening. Hey, don't think that I forgot about my Cannastations pre-roll. I just been in hustle mode. So sometimes in life, when you start hustling, other things fall by the wayside. So that was one of the things. So I can take accountability and say, like, I'm learning this whole business thing. So certain things is about to start happening. I'm about to really lock in this show. So, hey, man, great things are on the way. And I can't even tell you, like, but y'all gonna see the growth. And thank y'all for supporting me from episode one. I started going back and looking through my listeners and how my listeners have always grown.
That's right.
So like, that's the goal. That's the key.
Charts there. So, I'm pumped to be on this stage. Hey, man, I know it's like the pre-rolls. It's like, once you try the product, man, you know, it's going to sell itself and just keep getting out there. Itself. Like more and more to the masses.
So we go
national Chris, international Chris. Ooh, I see the vision.
Hey, somebody told me I got to get my passport. So, you know, I can do like a couple years from now, I'll be doing a podcast from another country. That'll be dope to be sitting in.
I just turned and looked up the road. Like, we're not that far away.
Hey, we can walk up there and just sit on the other
stage.
So. Once again, man, thank you for coming on. Thank y'all for listening. I'm going to be back on my hustle here real shortly. But you know the drill. Y'all stay blazing and stay amazing. And we out. Hey, man. I know, man. I can't wait.
Dope, dude. Thank you.
Hey, hell yeah. This is the move. This is what I told you. This is what I've been grinding for.
It's so easy.
Hey, thank you. All I need is.
And I can't believe you're organically recreating like the feel and the vibe of the most successful podcasts, I think. You know, especially with like that, you're chilling on the couch there. I'm thinking like Matt and Shane's podcast. That's one
that's
pretty popular that I love. It's very funny.
Oh my God.
Like, man, you get people in their natural element, you know, too. Like, I didn't even give a shout out Four Seasons Orthopedic, Dr. Prohaska. Yeah. Shout out Titanium for the new hips.
Hey, my man, he said,
he said,
he's like, yo, I had surgery. And I was like, don't worry, I'll pull up. Last week?
13 days.
So almost 2 weeks, and I woke up, and I was thinking he about to be in a wheelchair, walker, mobile, scooter. He was up walking around.
It's crazy. Well, I'm trying to take it easy, like you said.